Today, share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Kuv Zayin. Now, we're actually going to do Kuv Zayin Omer Beis today because we did almost all of the Omer Aleph yesterday and do Daf Kuv Ches today as well till the Mishnah on Kuv Ches Omer Beis and Mirtz Hashem. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we will have gained a full Daf between yesterday and today. Be'ezus Hashem, give people an opportunity to do a little bit more Chazora than we normally might be able to. So, in any event, we continue to learn for the success of Tzal. They should be successful in bringing back the Chatufim. They should be successful in all of their endeavors, and they should do so, Be'ezus Hashem, without injuries, and those in need of refuah shalema should have one b'mehera. There should be shalom on all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so we pick up on the very last line of Kuv Zayin Omud Aleph with the words, Tani Rami Bar Chama. Now, Rami Bar Chama is going to give support to a statement that we learned in yesterday's shir from Reb Chiya Bar Abba Omer Reb Yochanan. Reb Chiya Bar Abba said over the name of Reb Yochanan that if a person is toing Taimez Ganav B'Pikadon, if a person who was given something to watch states that this item was stolen, so then the shvua that he has to make is only going to be chayiv to pay kefel ach yichpor b'miktsas v'yode b'miktsas. This shvua, in order for him to be chayiv kefel, for him to be toying tainas ganav, as a result for him to pay kefel, is only if the shvua that he makes is a shvuas modeh b'miktsas. In other words, he swears something is true, but then something is not true. In other words, he admits to part of the claim, but not to the full claim. That is the shita of Rav Yochanan, as stated by Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Now, in yesterday's shiur, we pointed out that Rav Chiya Bar Yosef disagreed and said, no, even if you don't make a shvua of modeh b'miktsas, any shvua, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef said you would be chayiv in that situation for kefel. Now today, we pick up again the last line of Kuv Zayin Omer Aleph. So, Tani Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama learned the following braisa that is in accord with Rav Yochanan's statement. And he teaches us Arba Shomrim. There are four Shomrim. Of course, we know this very well. We've learned the Masechta already a number of times. We've come up with this discussion, the four Shomrim, which the braisa will state in a second, so we'll mention them then. So, these four Shomrim, Tzrichin Kefira B'miktsas V'Odo B'miktsas. When the Shomer is denying the claim made against him that he stole, for example, the item, he's kofer. So when he's kofer in this, he's kofer b'miktsas v'odo b'miktsas. The only time that he'll have to make a shvua is like Rabbi Yochanan said, if he was only kofer in part of it, but admitted to part of it. Now, who are these four shomrim? The Braisa tells us, Eluhain, a shomer chinam, which you know is a person who is not paid to go and watch something, a shol, a person who borrows something, he's chayif almost everything except mesa machamas malocha, and then you have the two middle categories, a nosei sachar, a person who is a shomer sachar, that's nosei sachar, he gets paid for watching, he has more liability than the shomer chinam is only liable for pshia, but is not chayif for geneva and aveda, and certainly not chayif for onsin, whereas the nosei sachar, the shomer sachar, is going to be chayif not only for pshia, but he's going Michayev for Gneva via Veda, but he would be potter for Onsen. And then finally, the last category is a socher, is a renter, which we'll see in our Gemara momentarily. There's a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as to what the status of the socher is. The opinion of Rav Yehuda is that the socher has the same status as the shomer socher. The opinion of Rav Meir is the socher has the same status as the shomer chinam, and we'll see the nafkamina of this in a moment. In any event, this is what Rami Bar Chama learned in the Braisa. Now, Amar Rava, Rava says, what's the rationale behind this? My time of the Rami Bar Chama. What's his svara? So Rava explains, and he says, a shomer chinam beferish behedya, the pasuk tells us that he is chayev if he's modeh b'miktsas, but not if he's not modeh b'miktsas. And where is that? So this is the drash we had yesterday. Behedya ksiv be, it says beferish in regards to the shomer chinam, ki hu zeh. So it says beferish, if he says this part is true, but that part is not true, so then that is when the Shomer Chinam is going to be chayiv to pay kefil if he's in fact lying. Where do we find by Shomer Sachar that that's the case as well? So the Gemara says this is a Gzeirah Shavah, Yolif Nisina Mi Shomer Chinam. This is a Gzeirah Shavah learned out from Shomer Chinam. It says in regards to a Shomer Chinam, Ki Yitain Ish. And it says in regards to a Shomer Sachar, Ki Yitain Ish. So this Lashon of Ki Yitain Ish is found by both a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar. So you have Nesina by Shomer Chinam, Nesina by Shomer Sachar, and therefore Yolof Nesina Nesina by Shomer Chinam to teach us the din by a Shomer Sachar is the same as a din by a Shomer Chinam. No, where do we find by a Shoel? So Shoel, the pasuk continues right after discussing the Shomer Sachar. It says, chiyishal. So the same laws apply, and the vav is a vav that is mechaber the previous discussion with the next discussion. So it says v'chi yishal, and this vav in the word v'chi yishal is coming to be mosif alinin risho, is coming to connect the din of a shoel to the din of a shomer mesacher. So right now we have a shomer chinam, a shomer mesacher, and a shoel. All of them have the same din. Rav says that Rami Racham is teaching us from this brisa. Now, the vav is mostly for the shoel, but where do we see a socher? So the Gemara continues, and Rava says, socher, that will depend on whether you hold like Rav Meir or like Rav Yehuda. If you hold the socher, if you say like Rav Yehuda, that a socher has the same dinim as a shomer socher. Ah, so we've already learned shomer socher. And if you want to tell me, hainu shomer socher. And if you want to tell me, ilaman di omer kishomer chinam, if you're telling me it's like Rav Meir's opinion that a socher has the halachos of a shomer chinam, so then, hainu shomer chinam. So that was taught to us as well. So this is Rava's din in explaining Rami Bar Choma. Now the Gemara says, "V'yamar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef." Rav Chiya Bar Yosef tells us, if a person who was given something to watch, a shomer chinam was given something to watch, and he is toein ha-toein tainas ganav bi-pikadon, and he says this item, this pikadon that he was given over to watch, was stolen from him. So eino chayev at sheyishluch bo yad. So what Rav Chiya Bar Yosef is telling us is that you're not going to be chayev for kefel unless you also were sholeach yad bo, if you used it. Shalo sholach bo, if you didn't go and use it, then you would not be chayiv. You wouldn't be chayiv the kefil. So you only chayiv the kefil if you had what we call shlichus yad, if you did something with it before you swore. As Rashi says, it has to be before the shua. The nimtza rasha bekach shenishba l'sheker shari sholach bo yad, because you already misappropriated it. And therefore, when you're swearing, you're already swearing falsely, so you're a liar. And therefore, that's why the din of kefil comes up in this situation. Why, my timer? Because the pasuk says the Bach adds the words the Omar Kra the Nikra Balabais Elohim in Lo Shalach Yedobim Lechasuyeyu, that you go to the base Elohim, which is the judge. It's a Elohim here is a lashon of chol, and you will say that you have to swear that you did not in fact do shlichus yad, that you didn't use it. Implication being Michal the e sholach boyad, then you're chayiv mechayiv. That if you did shlichus yad, then you can't swear it away. Then you would in fact be chayiv. Lemeimra the bisholach boyad askinu. This is coming to teach us that you're chayiv over here only if you were sholach yad. That's the din that Rav Chiya Bar Yosef is telling us here, that you're not going to be chayiv if you didn't do shlichus yad, if you didn't misappropriate it before you swore falsely. That is the sheet of Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. On the other hand, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, don't get confused with the names, this is Rav Chiya Bar Abba. The first opinion we just said was Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. So Amar Luhu, some of the gears, so Amar Le, Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Rav Chiya responded either back to them, if it was Amar Luhu, or responded back directly to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, and he says, no, that's not correct. Because in fact, Tochi Amar Rav Yochanan, this is the opinion of Rav Yochanan, Biomedes al Avusa Shanu. We're dealing here that you pay kefil only if the animal is still standing by the avus, by the trough where it's feeding from. In other words, where there was no shlichus yad. So therefore, Rav Chiya Bar Abba quotes Rav Yochanan, and he disagrees with Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Now, what exactly is this din that Rav Yochanan is being quoted as saying? Tochi Amar Rav Yochanan. So Amalei Rav Zeira Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So Rav Zeira questions this to Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and he says, are you saying your din dafka only ba'omedes alevusa kamar? Is Rav Yochanan saying it's only if the animal is still there without any shlichus yad, standing by the feeding trough, but avol sholach bo yad kona? But if in fact he had done shlichus yad, so then the ganav would have been kona it, and therefore there wouldn't be a din of a shvua ushvulo mahanya beklum, and it's too late to make a shvua, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv kefil. Or are you saying, O Dilma, afilu omedes alevusa kamar? Of course, in the case where there was shlichus yad, you pay kefil. But even in the case where you didn't do shlichus yad, it was still there, you hold that there would still be a kefil payment. So Rav Zeira is asking Rav Chiya Bar Abba, where did Rav Yochanan make his statement, Ba'omedes Alevusa? Was it only there, or it's in addition, and also in the case of Omedes Alevusa? So Rav Chiya Bar Abba says, Amalei, Zulo Shemati. I don't know. You're asking a good question, but I'll try to bring you a raya from the following, which I did hear. I didn't hear the answer to your question. However, Kayotzi Bo Shemati, but I heard something similar to that. What did I hear? The Amar Ravasi Amar Yochanan. Ravasi said in Rav Yochanan, if a person is a shomer chinam, and he's toein, ha-toein tainas avad, v'nishba, and he says the item was lost, not through any fault of his own, and he swears that it was lost, and therefore he would be potter as a shomer chinam for gineva of the aveda. Here it's an aveda, and then the chazer b'ton tanas ganav. And then he changed his mind and said, no, it wasn't lost. In fact, it was stolen. And he swears to that. And now along come Edim to say that, no, you, Shomer Chinam, were the one that stole it. Uvo, Edim, come along and say that you are the Ganav. In this situation, Rav Asi said, name Rav Yochanan, Potter. He doesn't pay kapel. Why not? My time up. Why does he pay kapel? Because Lav Mishum Dekona Bishvur Rishona, when he swore falsely the first time and he said he was towing Tainas Obad and Vinishba, so that ended the case, like we had discussed in yesterday's Shia. So once the case is over, so to say, so then when you can only pay Kefil for towing Tainas Ganav, so here the Eidim come along after the case is over, and therefore he is not going to have to pay Kefil. And that's what Rav Asi said in the name of Yochanan. And therefore, we see from here, once you did the Shlichus Yad, so then you're the Ganav. And now anything happens afterwards, even though you made a Shvuah, that doesn't count, and therefore you won't be Chayiv Kefil. That's what Ruchia Bar Abba told Ruzeir. Ruzeir doesn't like this. Amalei, Ruzeir says back to Ruchia Bar Abba, lo, that's not correct. Hoel, the Yotzer Yedei Baalim, Bishvuah Rishona. The reason why Rabbi Yochanan said you're not Chayiv Kefil in this situation that you just brought down was sins. Hoel, the Yotzer Yedei Baalim, Bishvuah Rishona, because he fulfilled his obligation to the Baalim by swearing, and he was towing Tainas Ovad. So he made the Shvuah, case closed, as per the sheet of Rav Yochanan from yesterday's Shir. And therefore, any subsequent Shvuahs in regards to being a Ganav, that's why you don't pay kefil. But it's not a Raya, one way or the other, to the situation of Shlichus Yad. And Itmar Nami, I'll show you that this is correct, because we also learned Amar Rav Ovin, Amar Rav Ilah, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yovin said the name of Rav Ilah, who said the name of Rav Yochanan, Hatoin Tainas Aveda Bibikod of Inishba. If a Shomer Chinam was accused of stealing the item, and he said, no, it was lost, and he swore to that effect, and then the Chaz of Itoin Tainas Gneva of Inishba, and then he changed his mind, and he said, no, it was stolen from me, and he made a Shvuah to that. And now along come Edim, Ubo Edim, so Rav Yochanan says, Potter in this situation. Why is that? Again, as Rav Zeir had said, Ho, the Yotzi Yedei Baalim Bishvuah Rishona, because his original Shvuah that ended his, so to say, obligation to the original owner, because he swore. And the Torah tells us, V'lokach be'olov, v'lo yishalei. If the Yeshua was accepted, so then that's the end of the case, lo yishalei. Okay. Amr Rishayishis gives us a different opinion. Rishayishis tells us, Hatoin tanas ganav bi'pikodon, if the Shomachinam says that it was stolen from me, this pikodon was stolen from me, kivan shesholach bo yad potter, if he, in fact, before he made the Shua, had done something to it, he had done shlichus yad to it, he had misused it in some way, so then he would be potter from kefil. That's what the din is. He's potter, kivin shesholach bo yad, he's potter from kefil. Why? My timer. Because hachi kamar rachmana, because the pasuk tells us in regards to shomer chinam, the nikrav balabayis elohim, that the owner will come to the beis din, and im lo shalach yado, the gomer, b'mleches reyehu, then if he swears, he will be, in fact, held liable if Edom come along and prove that he was a ganav. It's only in lo shalach yado that that is the case. However, he'll pay kefil only in lo shalach yado. Ha shalach yado, the implication is that if he did shlichus yad, so then he's a ganav right at that point in time, and therefore he'll never have to pay kefil. He'll just be a ganav, and he'll have to return the item, but he won't have to pay kefil. So therefore, this is what Rav Sheshis's opinion is. On the other hand, Amalei Rav Nachman says to Rav Sheshis, follow shalosh shavuos mashbino. So, wait a second. We have said previously that when he makes a shvuah, there are really three parts to it. He has to swear, number one, shvuah shalo poshatibo, that I wasn't a posheya, I didn't do pshia, I wasn't negligent. Number two, he says, shvuah shalo shalach toy boyad, that I didn't do shlichas yad. And number three, shvuah shena b'shusi, that it's no longer in my possession. Now, when it says, my lav, shvuah shalo shalachti boyad, when he says, I didn't do shlichas yad, doesn't mean dumyo dishvua she'ena birushusi. Isn't that exactly like the similar situation where he swears, it's not in my possession? Now, just like mashvua she'ena birushusi, when he swears that it's not in my possession, ki megalya milsa di ise birushusi, and subsequently it is found out that he swore falsely and it is in his possession, he is chayiv. So too, even though he swore afshua shalosh shalachti bo yad, even though he made a shua that he didn't do shlichas yad, however, ki magaya milsa, once it is revealed, did in fact, the shalach bo yad, so then he is chayiv. So The shvua number two is based upon the shvua number three. Just like the shvua number three, shelo shalachti ba, yad, is shvua number two, is just like shvua number three, that he doesn't have it in his possession. Shehenu birushusi. And just like that one is not true, so too this one is not true. Yet, he's going to be chayiv ketam. So, therefore, Rav Nachman says to Rav Sheshes, you're incorrect. So, Amalei, Rav Sheshes says back to Rav Nachman, no, you're incorrect. Shavua shelo shalachti bo yad, that second part of the shavua that he says, I didn't do shlichas yad, we don't compare it to the third shavua, she'ena b'rishusi, we compare it, dumya, the shelo poshati bo. We compare it to the pshia, first shavua that he makes. And ma shavua shelo poshati bo, and the shavua that he makes, that he wasn't negligent, ki magaya milso de posha bo, potter be kefil. If in fact he was negligent, so then he has to pay the principal, but he's potter from kefil. So too, af shvua shelo shalachti bo yad. So too, shvua number two, we compare it to shvua number one, not to shvua number three. And we compare shvua number two, shelo shalachti bo yad, to shvua number one, shelo poshati bo. And ki magali milso de shalach bo yad, potter be kefil. And therefore, it's compared to number one. And if in fact it's found out that either he was posheya or that he did shlichus yad, he'll be potter from kefil. Of course, I have to pay the principal, but he'll be potter from kefil. Now we ask the following shayla, boy Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama asks the following question. And Rashi points out three lines on the bottom, in Dibra Masel, boy Rami Bachama, the Kaim Lom Bepek Meruba, we learned previously on Dav Samach Hayom Beis, Momon She'ein Mishtalim Birosh, Deiko Kefil Bahadei, Ein Mosiv Chomesh. Which means that if you're Chayiv Kefil, so then you don't have to pay a Chomesh. And Ule'el, later than that, Gemara on Samachay, just 2 days ago, we learned on Kuf Vavam and Aleph, Nami Tanidan Lo, we learned there, Im Mishabo Edim Hode, if he was Moda only after the Edim came, so then we had said, Mishalim Teshul Bekefel, because the Edim came and they obligated him to Bekefel, and he has to bring an Oshem because he's Moda, he wants to get a Kapara. However, we had learned there, Avo Chomesh Lo, he doesn't have to pay additionally the Chomesh. The Kefel will encompass, so to say, the Chomesh payment. Now, Man Parter Le Michumsha. What made him not have to pay that chomesh? The Gemara is now asking, Rami Bacham is asking, was it the momon, the kefil that he had to pay, or was it because of the shvua? And now we'll see inside. By Rami Bacham, was it the momon, the mechaivo kefil, is the money that he had to pay for kefil, is that what exempts him from having to pay the chomesh? It's so to say, included in it is the chomesh. Or do we say, no, Odilma, it's the shvua, the mechaivo, so kefil. It was that shvua that he swore falsely, and now they made him pay kefil, so that is what's potroso minachomish. That's why he doesn't have to pay the kefil. Now, what are we talking about? Hechidami, what exactly is the case over here? For example, kigon, she'toan tanas ganav v'nishpa. So he was toain as a shomer chinam, that somebody came and stole it from him. She'toan tanas ganav, and he swore falsely, v'nishpa, about that. And then he was chozer v'chozer, and again, v'toan tanas avad. Now he claimed that it was lost from him, not that it was stolen from him, and he swears to that as well. Tosos explains in the bottom, Tosos kigon, and he says, the other way around, that first he were to make the claim of avad, and then retract that, and then make the claim of ganav, that can't be. The ivcha l'motzi l'memra. Why not? Because the im came in the situation where he first said it was avad, in that situation, the im came lo mechayv kefil, he wouldn't be chayv kefil. Like we learned previously, and in that situation with his shvua shekvar yotzi de baalim bishvua rishona, and he would have ended the case, so to say, with that first shvua, and therefore v'hochi perusho, you have to explain it this way: that first he was toein tainas ganav, and then v'chazai v'toein tainas avad. Subsequently, he then makes a retraction of his original toein tainas ganav and says, "I was wrong," but it's really toein tainas avad. For Omer, he says, Mashinishbati Shagonav Lo. That which I originally swore that it was stolen from me, I was wrong. Ki Ella Ovat, it was lost from me, but not stolen from me. Vahoyali Lishava, and I should have sworn Sha'ovat. That is the way Tosus understands this. That is the scenario, and we turn to Kuf Ches Omud Aleph. Now, Ubo Edim Akomaisa. Now witnesses come and they say that your first Shvua, which was about Ganav, is a false Shvua. Behold, Abasraisa, and he himself admits that the second shvua that he made, that it was lost, is a false shvua. So here, this is the question. This is what Rami Racham is really asking. My, do we say mamon hamachayvaso kefil, that money, because he swore falsely that it was torn tanis ganav, and the edim came and said, no, you didn't. So you chayiv kefil. So Does that make you potro min a chomesh? Because v'ichayiv le'ilave kfeila, because you're already chayiv ketel. That's why you don't pay the additional fifth, because you're already paying ketel. Or do we say no? Or dilma shavua hamachayiv also ketel, that shavua that you made, that you swore falsely, that it was ganav from you, so that is potroso min hachomesh. That is what exempts you from the chomesh, because it's a shvua that Adim came and said that you have to go and pay kefil. The ha shvua basraisa, but the second shvua that you made, there is no Adim for that. Hold the lo kol mechayv lekfela, since you're not chayv kefil for that, so therefore the chayv chomesh. So for the second shvua, you should also have to pay a chomesh. That's the question that Rabbi Yochama asks, and Amar Rava. Rava says, I bring you a raya from the following brisa. Toshma. Some say this is actually a Mishnah. In any event, Amar Liyecha bin Ashok. If Reuven says to Shimon, and he says, Hechon Shori Shiganafta, where is my shor that you stole from me? And Shimon says, well, man, look it out there, I didn't steal from you. And Reuven says, Mashbiach Ani, I want you to swear that you are telling me the truth and that you didn't steal my shor. And Amar, Amen. So Shimon says, yeah, I swear. Amen. He says, yeah. Now, Edom, the Edom, also Shigong. Now, Edom come along and say, yeah, Shimon, you did steal it. Now, Mishalim Tishlumi Kefil. The Torah says, in that situation, you pay Kefil. However, V'imhoda Me'atzmo, if he himself admitted it, not that the Edom came along and proved him wrong, but he had Chayrata, he has Hiruim Shuvah, and he says, no, I lied. So then, Mishalim Keren, he has to pay back the principal, of course, and here is the Pasuk V'chomesh, V'osham, and he brings an Osham. Now, now, here it is the witnesses that made him obligated to pay the kefil. And nevertheless, hold the meatzvo in. If he admitted it later on his own, he also has to pay the chomesh. I will hold the achar edim, but if he had been molded after edim, lo. So what do you see? If you say that it was the shvua that he swore falsely, and then the edim came, that is mechayiv him the kefil, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the chomesh, so then, amai hoda achar edim lo. So then, if he were to admit it after the edim, why not? Why wouldn't he be chayiv the chomesh? Michte, let's check it out. It wasn't the shvua that obligated him in the kefil, it was the witnesses. Therefore, to chayiv the chomesh, when he admits it, let him go and have to go and pay the chomesh. Ella what? Lav shmamina. We see from here. It was mamon hamachayiv kefil potrosim in a chomesh. It was the money itself that makes him exempt from having to pay the chomesh. And therefore, shmamina, that is the right way to learn the sugya, that it was the mamon and not the shvua that he was machayiv him in the kefil that exempts him therefrom from paying the chomesh if he is molded. Shmamina. That's a good raya. By Ravina. Ravina asks the following shayla. What happens if chomesh ukfela betray gavre? Here, until now, we've been talking about the same person. But what happens if it's two people that are involved? My, what's the halacha? How could be two people involved? The Gemara says, hey, chidami, what's the case? So the Gemara says, for example, kigon, shemasa sharo, Reuven gave over his shor, not only to Shimon, he gave it over to Shnei Bnei Adam, he gave it over to Shimon and Levi, and told them to watch it. They both show mechidams, so he told them, watch my shor. The toanu bo, tanas ganov, and they both claimed that it was, however, stolen. But in fact, both Shimon and Levi had stolen it. And then one of them has charata, chad nishba v'hoda, one of them had sworn falsely that it was stolen, but then he admitted, no, he had stolen it. The chad nishba, the other one swore, let's say Levi swore, and didn't admit it, and then Adim came along, ubo Adim, this is after Shimon had admitted that he had sworn falsely, but Levi had not yet admitted that he had sworn falsely, and the Adim come along and say that they both got nothing. So what's the halacha? My, do we say over here, mi aminon, as we just pointed out, it's when you're dealing with one person that you don't pay both the kefil and the chomesh, and therefore with one person you don't pay both. But here, and the Bach adds the words, avol betray gavre, but when you're dealing with two people, like our case here, Shimon and Levi, hai nishalim kefila, so Shimon, who swore falsely and was modeh, so he'll only have to pay chomesh. But hi, Nishalim Kfela, Levi, who swore falsely and was not Modeh, he'll have to pay Kefel. But hi, Nishalim Chumash, and Shimon, who swore falsely but then admitted that he swore falsely, should only have to pay Chomesh. Do we say that? Or Dilma, or maybe not. Maybe we say, Or Dilma, Ilave Chad Mamona, Kopid Rachmona, Delo Nishalim, Allah Chumash with Kfela. It is one person that can't pay both a Chomesh and Kefel, Lachanami. chad mamonu. So it's the same one amount of money. And therefore, you can't go and pay both the chomish and the kefil. So even though one could argue that Shimon should have to pay the chomish and Levi is paying the kefil, we say no, since it's one amount, so then you can't have both of them pay different amounts and you only pay the kefil. Take it. Gemara leaves this unanswered. Gemara continues to ask another question. Boy, Rav Papa, what happens if they're trei chumshe or trei kfele? There should be two payments of a chomish or two payments of kefil. What with one person? B'chad gavri, not with two people. My, what's the law here? And Gemara again asks, hey, chidama, what exactly is the case that we're talking about where one person would potentially have the payment of two chomshin or he would have to pay two kefils? What is that? Hey, chidami. So, the din is, the case is, she'toan tanas ovad v'nishba. The first, he was towing that it was lost from him, and he swore to it, and then he admitted it, v'hoda. And then, v'chazer v'toan tanas ovad. And then, he again made another shvua that it was lost from him, and he swore v'nishba, and again, he was v'hoda, and he admitted his guilt. So, in both of these situations, he made a false shvua about ovad. So, there's only a din going to be not of kefil, it's only going to be the principal, or if he's moda, the fifth, plus an asham, and he did this twice. So this is a situation where there could be two chumshin over here, two chamishias in this situation, or not. So do we say that he pays two chumishes, or do we say, no, he only pays one chumish? And likewise, inami, if the case was, kigon shetoran tanas ganav v'nishba, he first swore falsely that the item was stolen from him. He swore to it, and then ubo edim come along, and therefore he has to pay kefil. And then, for reasons that we'll explain in a moment, the chazar, he went, the ta'an ta'anas ganav again, the nishba again, uboeidim again, and said that he was a ganav. So there are two kefils he theoretically would have to pay over here. My, what is the halacha? Do we say, mi amrinam, trei gavne mamona, koma rachmona, delo nishtamu ilave chad mamona. Here, there are two mamons, both in the case that we just gave now with the kefil, or in the previous case with the chomish, that there's two assessments of chomish, there are two assessments of kefil, and therefore it's v'hocha chad gavnehu. It's only one person dealing with two applications of this one person. Or do we say no? Odilma, maybe trei mamona amar achmona delo lishtamu ilav chad mamona, that you can't pay twice over here when you're dealing with one account, so to say. So this is paying twice with one account, and you wouldn't have to pay twice. So that's the question. Could there be two chamishios over here? Could there be two kefils over here when you're dealing with one person, albeit he swore twice or he was molded twice? So where it says, let's bring a riot from the following. Toshma, the Yom Rav, Robert said, the pasuk tells us, v'chamishiosav yosef alav. It says, omikola she yishava alav l'sheker, Shilim also Birosho, Bachamishisov, plural, Yosef Olav. So this plural lashon, Hatora Ribso Chamishios Harbe Likaranachas, that you could pay two Chamishis for one principal. Shmamina, that in fact you could pay two times for the same person when he was molded two different times. Now we come to a new scenario. Tiva Uhu Bi'olim Lashomer. If the person who deposited the item with the Shomer Chinam comes to him and says, hey, you stole my deposit, Mr. Shomer Chinam. Tavua ba'olim la'shomer. They bring him to the basin and say, hey, you stole the deposit. The nishba, and he said, no, I did not. And I'll swear that I did not. And we know, v'lokach be'olav lo yishalem. If he goes and swears, so then he exempts himself and he wouldn't have to pay. But this guy, he swore v'shilem. And this Shomer Chinam felt bad that he ultimately, even though it wasn't his own fault, he didn't do anything wrong, he felt bad that the guy who trusted him with the deposit was now going to lose the money, so he paid him out of his own pocket. So he swore, so he was exempt from paying, but then v'shilim, and he paid it. And now they find the ganav. They find the real ganav. It wasn't the shomer chinam. V'hukar aganav. Now, kefil to me. Who gets the kefil? The normal din is, as we'll see in a moment, and just to remind everybody that din, that if the shomer chinam swears and exempts himself, so then the owner is entitled to get the kefil from the ganav when they ultimately find the ganav. However, if in fact the shomer chinam says, I'm going to pay you, so then as a thank you, so to say, for paying him the money rather than swearing, and the original owner of this item being out the money, so then he transfers over the rights to the kefil to this shomer chinam. And normally, if he pays, so then he would get the shomer chinam, would get then the kefil. Whereas if he swore, so then the original owner of the item would get the kefil if they found the ganav. So here you have somewhat of a strange scenario where he was Nishba and Shilein. So in this situation, what's the halacha? Tuvu ba'olam lashomer v'nishba b'shilein v'hukar aganav. They find the ganav kefil me. Who does the ganav pay the kefil to? So we have a machokis. Abaye and Rava. Abaye amar lebala pikadon. The original owner, he gets to keep the money, the kefil. Whereas Rava says, no, l'mi shapikadon etzlo, the shomer chinam, he was the one that was given over to, so he gets to keep the kefil. In the case of nishba v'shilein, what's their rationale? So Abaye amar lebala pikadon, Abaye says that the original owner gets it because kivan da atruche b'shua. The whole reasoning behind him giving over the kefil to the Shomer Chinam is if the Shomer Chinam says, I'll pay you, and it doesn't make him go to court to do a shvua. So in this situation, kivan da atruche b'shua, he troubled him to take him to court, have to go and have all the expenses and the time to bring him to court, only to hear the Shomer Chinam go and swear, and therefore he's stuck. So he doesn't get any money. So kivan da atruche b'shua lo makni lekvela. So he certainly says, I'm not giving you the kvela, I'm not going to give you the kefel, even though you ultimately vishilim, even though you ultimately paid me. Whereas Rava says the exact opposite. Rava ma'al misha because netzel. Rava says the shomachinim gets it. He's the one with the bikadon. Because after all, kivan da shilim, he paid for it. So makni lekvela. So the rule is that if you went and paid, so then the original owner gives you the rights to that item, including the rights to the kefel. Now, and in fact, Abaye and Rava are arguing about the following Mishnah as to where to make the diuk in the Mishnah. Because this is a famous Mishnah, Perek HaMafkid. Kids learn this when they start learning Gemara frequently. Famous Perek, Ditznan. We learned over there in HaMafkid Eitzel Chaveiro. It says that if you go and deposit something with your friend, Behemo Kalim, either it was Behemo or it was Kalim, and then this Shomachinim is watching it, and the Nignivu Oshavdu, it's either stolen from him or it's lost. So if he is Shilem, he says, I don't want to make a shvua. He pays for it, the lo rotzo lishava, because he doesn't want to make a shvua, because Shari Amru, Shomachinim, Nishma Vyotze. If he had wanted to, he could swear, and he's parted from Gneva Veveda. So he didn't do so. So therefore, in this situation, Nimso HaGanav, if they find the Ganav, he pays it, Mishalim Teshulme Kefel, or if it was Tavach Mochar, if it was Shechted, or sold, so then Mishalim Tashulim Arba Chamisha pays the dollar. Hey, who does he pay it to? Levi Mishalim? Levi should be called Netzel to the one who was given the deposit to the Shomer Chinam. Why is that? So Rashi explains what the Gemara tells us elsewhere, because he was thanking him. You didn't make me take you to court. I didn't have any hassles or troubles. I got my money back. I gave you these Behemoth or Kalim to watch, and unfortunately, it was stolen or lost, but you didn't make me have to go to court and make you swear and come out of it with nothing. You just paid me right away. So therefore, as a kindness, as a courtesy, I'm giving you the rights to the kefil. However, if the situation was nishba, he swore, the Lord Zalman Shalom says, hey, listen, I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't posheya. It was a gneva veda. I'm not chai for gneva veda. I'm going to swear that I didn't do anything wrong. And guess what? You're out all the money. So in this situation, the Lord Zalman Shalom, he didn't want to make a shvua. Now, the Nimtza Ganav, now they find the Ganav, so who does the Ganav pay the money to? He pays it to the original owner. Mishalim Tishlumi Kefil, or if it was Tav HaMacha, if he shechted or sold it, Mishalim Tishlumi Arba Chamish, he pays it down to Hay, Leviu Mishalim, who does he pay to? Lebala Bikadon, to the original owner, because this Shomachinim didn't do him any favors. So, Abaye Doik Meresha and Rav Doik Mesefa. So, the Shitas of Abaye and Rav, respectively, in the case where it was both Nishba and Shilem, right? The Mishnah HaMafkid is talking about either Nishba or Shilem. So that's very clear and straightforward. If he was Nishba, so then he didn't do the original owner any favor. So the original owner keeps the Dalav Hei, the Kefal, that comes in from the Ganav. And if in fact he was Shilem, so he did him a real favor. So he lets him have the right of Balav Bikadav, gives it over to the Shomachinim, then you can go and keep the Kefal if the Kefal comes in. But here we have both Nishba and Shilem. So Abaye makes the diuk from the Reisha, Rav makes the diuk from the Sefer, and the Gemara explains what this means. Abaye diuk mi Reisha, Abaye brings his din, then in the case of Nishba v'Shilem, the kefil belongs to the original owner. Why is that? Because the Ketani Shilem, it says only in a case where he pays the lo rotzo lishava, and he didn't want to go and make a shvua. Because time of the lo rotzo lishava, the reason is he didn't want to make a shvua, and we turn to Kuf Ches Omud Beis, implication being, ha nishba, if he did make a shvua, then even though afal pisha shilem, then in that situation, he didn't do a favor to the original owner, and therefore, so that guy has no kindness to him. Says, I'm not giving you the kefil. You made a shvua. You took me to court, and you made a shvua. Oh, you paid afterwards? Well, very nice. Thank you very much, but you caused me all the trouble. So therefore, the Baal Bikodim keeps it. So Abayi is medayik from the Reisha that it says only in a case where shilem, then you get to keep the kefil shomuchinam. But if, in fact, you were shilem only after you were nishba, so then you didn't do me a favor, you troubled me to take you to court, so then the original owner says, I'm keeping the kefil. That's Abaye's position. He's medayik from the Reisha. Rav is medayik from the Seifa. What is that? It says in the Mishnah in Amavkid, nishba, he gave a shua, the Lord Sol HaShalim, because he didn't want to pay. Now, the reason is, time of the Lord Sol HaShalim, he didn't want to pay, so that's why the original owner keeps the kefil. Implication being, Hoshilim, even though it was after Nishba, Afobisha Nishba, nevertheless, he did him a tremendous favor. The owner would have been out the money because the Shvua exempts the Shomachinim and the owner would be out the money. Now, this Shomachinim is a nice guy and he gives him the money anyway. So then, Lemi Mishalim, Lemi shall be called an Etzel. So then the original owner says, well, you were nice to me, even though you made me bring you to court to swear, but ultimately you gave me the money, so I'll give you the rights to collect the Kefel. So Rav is medayik from the Seifa. No, what does each one do with the other's deal, right? Labaya kasha seifa, l'rova kasha reisha. So what do they each do with it? So labaya kasha seifa, abaya, the deal from the seifa is a problem for him, so he explains not a problem. Amalach abaya, he says, hochi tani, this is the way you have to understand it. Nishba v'lo rotzo l'shalem, when we said that he swore and he didn't want to pay, it meant he didn't want to pay, called him a shvua before he swore. He was willing to pay, however, el-yachashvua, he was willing to pay. So in this situation, Lemi Mishalim, so then has to go to Labala Bikodim, because he wasn't willing to go and pay until he made a shvua. So therefore, the shvua is the critical thing, and once you make a shvua, so then the original owner, the Bala Bikodim, gets to keep it. No, so that's how Abaya explains the diuk of the Sefer. No, L'Rava, Kasha the Reisha. How does he explain Abaya's diuk from the Reisha? He says, also no problem. Omer Chavavi says, no problem. Hochitan, this is where we have to read the Reisha of the Mishnah. Shilem, he paid v'lo rotzo lamod b'shvua also, but he didn't want to just rely upon the shvua that he made to exempt himself, el shilim anyway. So now, l'mi mishalim, who would he go and pay? Since ultimately, the shomachinim did the Baal HaPikodim a big favor by paying him, so then the original owner of the item, the Baal HaPikodim, says, okay, you can keep the kefil, l'mi shepikodim etzlo. So that's how Abaye and Rava learned the Mishnah in Hamafkid. Mark continues along with a similar case and tells us, tuvo balim l'shomer. What happens if the original owners, the Baalim, they go to the Shomachinim and say, hey, where is the item? We deposited you with this behemoth. Kalim, where is it? Vinishba, and he swears, I wasn't poshea in it, and therefore I'm parted from Gneva Veveda. And subsequently, Vuhukar Agana, we do find the Ganav. It really wasn't the Shomachinim. He was really honest. He swore that he had nothing to do with it. And now, Tuvo Shomer Vahoda. The Shomer Chinam felt bad that he caused this loss, so to say, even though it wasn't his fault. So he goes to the Ganav and he says, hey, you're the Ganav. And the Ganav says, yes, I admit I'm the Ganav. So he was molded. Now, the Ganav is molded that he doesn't pay the Ketel. But then, Tuvo Balim, the Balim take him to court and the Kofar, and there he denies it. He doesn't admit to the Balim. He admitted to the Shomer Chinam, but he didn't admit to the Balim. They weighed him. And now they bring Adim that he was the Ganav. So do we say that he was molded and therefore was parted from Kefal? But he was only molded to the Shomer. He wasn't molded to the Balim. And the Balim are the ones that get the Kefal. So how do we view this in this situation? Mi niftar ha-ganav b'odah ha-shomer. Does the Ganav exempt himself from having to pay the Kefal because he was molded to the Shomer, but the Shomer really doesn't have any rights in it? Olo niftar ha-ganav b'odah ha-shomer. Or the fact that the Shomer really is no longer involved in it because the Shomer swore and therefore he's out of the picture. So therefore, his hodah, the Ganav's hodah to the Shomer, is worthless. And therefore, he has to, in fact, pay kefil when the Edom come along and say that he was the Ganav to the original owner. That's the question the Gemara asks. On the Rava, Rava says, it depends. In B'emes Nishma, if this Shomer Chinam swore accurately, he swore truthfully, B'emes Nishma, so then he feels terrible, this Shomer Chinam, he feels terrible. There was a Gneva Veda for which he is potter for, but he feels terrible. And he's going to look for the Ganav to try to go and help out the guy that deposited him, that trusted him to be the Shomer Chinam on this case. And therefore, in the MS Nishba, So then he still remains in the game, so to say. This Shomer Chinam is interested in finding the real Ganav. And therefore, when the real Ganav admits to him, he's still in the game. And therefore, Niftar HaGanav Bo'odo HaShomer. So somewhat paradoxically, the Ganav who admits to this Shomer, who was honest, and therefore still in the game because he wants to find out who the Ganav was, so that Hodo is a valid Hodo, and he won't have to pay Ketel. However, in B'Sheker Nishpat, if in fact this Shomer Chinam was somehow in cahoots over here, or was negligent or lazy, and he swore falsely, so then he's out of the picture. Lo niftar haganav bo'odo haShomer. And it won't, in this situation, the hodah that the Ganav gave to this Shomer Chinam is worthless. Rashi explains beautifully that in a situation where he was Nishba for MS, in Nishba, the MS, Rashi says, HaShomer Shetoan Nignavo Ba'ones V'Nimtzakein, he swore it was an accident, or it was something that he wasn't responsible for at all, and it turns out that way, so then, Anan Sadeh, Rashi says, that we are witnesses to the fact, basically, that should this item, in fact, be returned, so then, the original owner who deposited by the Shomer Chinam, trusts the Shomer Chinam. He's an honest derelicha guy. And therefore, havi mishtachra behema, nicha leilamori, that they have it beyonde. If they'd find the stolen animal, he'd be more than happy to give it back to the Shomer Chinam, because he's an honest guy. Therefore, hilkach, in this situation, al shomer zeh, lachzor acharea. This shomer is going to run and try to find the item, utviyasa tviya. And when he finds the ganav, and he says, hey, you stole it. And the ganav says, I admit that I stole it. Hodah is ganav hodah. It's a valid hodah. As opposed to, if he lied, so then the original owner wants nothing to do with this guy anymore. He's just a shakran. I don't want to trust with him anymore. As Rashi says, Anan Sahade Dadoni Chole Lamora Delehevi Su Shomer Allah. There's no way he wants this guy to be a Shomer Chinam anymore. And therefore, he's out of the game totally. And therefore, even though he went to the Ganav and confronted him, and the Ganav admitted to him, that admission is worthless. That's what Rava paskins. Boy, Rava asks another question. Omadli Shava Basheker. According to this, this is the first version of Rava. Rava says, what happens if the guy, the Shomer Chinam, was about to go and swear falsely? But somehow, he wasn't given the opportunity to go and swear falsely. So in this situation, what would it be if the Ganav then subsequently is molded to the Shomer Chinam? After all, he's not out of the game because he didn't swear falsely, but he wanted to swear falsely. Mahu. So what would be the halacha in that situation? So here, teku. Rava doesn't give an answer, the Gemara doesn't give an answer. That's the first version that we have over here. Rav Kahana Masliyoche, and this is in fact the way that Rav Kahana learned this whole discussion. Rav Tivyumi, on the other hand, he learned it Masliyoche in the following way, that Rava only asked this question by Rava, Nishba L'Sheker Mahu. It was in a case where he actually swore falsely. Even there, maybe Rava saying the original owner of the item still would be willing to give it back to him as a Shomer Chinam. So Mahu, what is the halacha? And here, that's where Teku, we don't give an answer. Where now as the following scenario, Tavo Balam Lishomer, the Balam come to the Shomer Chinam and say, where is the item, Vishilem, and he pays for it. So now, he did exactly, he didn't want to make a shvua. He said, I didn't do anything wrong, but I don't want to make shvuas, so I'll pay you for it. Okay, now I have the rights to the kefel if the kefel of the ganav is found. And now they find the ganav, hukar ganav. But here, the original owners were so thankful to this, Shomer Chinam, that he was so kind and he gave them back the money, that they went to look for the Ganav and they found the Ganav, Tavua Balim, and they got this Ganav, and behold, the Ganav admits to them that he stole it. Now, is this a valid admission or not? If it's a valid admission, then the Shomer Chinam won't be entitled to Ketel. But Tavua Shomer, the Shomer Chinam then went and to the Ganav, the Kofar, and he denied it. So now, do we say this is a denial or do we say this is an admission? They have the Edom. And now we have Edom, so the Edom come along to testify that he was a Ganav. So if there was no Hodah over here, so then there would be a din of Kefal. So again, the question is, do we or do we not say that the Hodah that the Ganav gave to the original Balim is a valid Hodah or not? Niftar Ganav Hodah is Balim or Lo? What are the two sides of the coin? Do we say, Miyamrin, and do we say, Motzi Amalei Shomer LeBalim, that the Shomer can say to the Balim, listen, I kicked you out of here, so to say. I gave you the money. The cow is now mine if it's found. The capel will be mine if it's found. You're out of the picture. Asun, you guys, kivan de shaklisu luchu, de may, when I gave you the money, is taliksu luchu mehacha. You're out of the picture. And therefore, his hodah to you is worthless. You're not in the game. O Dilma, do we say no? Matzi Amrile, the owners can say to this Shomer Chinam, listen, you're a very nice guy, and you helped us out, so we want to help you out. Just like you helped us out by paying, we're going to help you out by trying to find the Ganav. And therefore, Tachina Basa Ganava, they went and troubled themselves to go find this Ganav. And therefore, when he admits to them, it's a valid admission. Shakilna Anan Didan Ushkol Atidach. So we found the Geneva. So here, take back the money you gave us. So here, you get the value of the Geneva, and everything's good, but you don't get the Kefil. So we don't give an answer to this either. Take it. Where it says, no definitive answer. Goes weiter and says, Itmar, we learned the following. Nignava bi-ones v'ukra ganav. The Shomachinim was given an item to watch, and it was an ones, an accident, for which he certainly parted from, and they ultimately find the ganav. So now, Amar Abaya, im Shomachinimu, if this Shomer was a Shomachinim, so it's his choice. Rotza osu imodin, rotza nishba. They now know where the ganav is. So if he wants to, he can go and pay off the original owners and go deal with the ganav, and he'll get the kefil. Or if he wants to, in rotza nishba, if he wishes to, he's allowed to be making a shvua that he, in fact, wasn't negligent, and there was an onus over here. It was nignav of onus. Rashi says this is listed mizuyin. This is armed robbers, for which even a shomer sacha would be potter for. Certainly the shomer chinam is potter for them. And therefore, if he wishes to, he can leave the case and say, listen, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I swear I didn't have anything to do with this. And now, you original owners of the item, you will deal with the ganav and go collect your kefil. So Amar Abaye, im shomer chinam hu, rotza osa imo din, rotza nishma. It's his choice. However, im shomer sachar hu, but if he was a shomer sachar, so then it's not his choice anymore. Osa imo din, deno nishma. He has to go and deal with the ganav. He can't go and say, I swear that I wasn't accountable, even though he'll be potter for onsin, he's potter for listen mezuyin. Nevertheless, Abaye says that if he was a shomer sachar, he doesn't have the right to do this. As Rashi says in Dibur Masechta, im shomer sachar hu, even though this is onsen, it's armed robbers. We don't expect the shomer sachar to put up a fight with armed robbers. Nevertheless, hoil the hukar aganav, since we know who the ganav is, the lo yavsid klumolov, the troach acharela, and the shomer sachar will ultimately get all of his money back. So therefore, lefiko hu yishalim lebalim, he should have to go and pay the balim for the lost behemoth or kalim. And he should then have to take the guy up to court. That is what Abaye says. And Rava says, no. Rava Amar, both of them, it's too late. Once we find the Ganav, it's too late for you to swear. You got to take him to court. You have to pay the original balim for the item, and you got to take the Ganav to court and get your money back. Now, there's a machlokus between Abaye and Rava. What's the rationale? So the Gemara says, Lema plige ad Rav Huna bar Oven. That let us suggest that Rava is arguing over here with the first opinion of Abaye based upon what Rav Huna bar Oven said. What did Rav Huna bar Oven say? The Shalach Rav Huna bar Oven, he sent the following halacha. Nignava bi-ones, if there was a case of Geneva by armed robbers, v'hukar aganav, exactly our case, and the ganav was now known, so he said, b'feirish, im shomer chinam hu, rotz oso, imo din, rotz nishba. So if he wishes to, he can go and adjudicated, or if he wishes to, he can swear and get out of it. Exactly like Abaye had said. But if he's a Shomer Sachar, he has to go and adjudicate it. He can't go and swear and just relieve himself from being involved. Exactly like Abaye said. So let us suggest that Rava disagrees with Rav Huna bar Oven and disagrees with Abaye. So Rava says, no, I don't necessarily disagree with Rav Huna bar Oven. Amalach Rava, you know what? In Rav Huna bar Oven's case, kigon shekodam v'nishba. That's where he first swore. The shomer chinam or the shomer sachar swore before the ganav was identified, and therefore, as Rashi says, it was chodim shukar ganav. So therefore, he has the right to go and swear. Moshe says, wait a second. V'ha rotza osu imodin rotza nishba karmer. It said, no, he has a field of choice. If he wants, we can litigate it. If he wants, we can just swear. But here you're telling him he already swore, so that can't be it. So Gemara says, no, Hochi Kama, this is what Rav Huna bar Oven said. Ratza, if he wishes, Shomachinam Omed Vishwaso, he can let his Shua stand. Or if he wishes, Ratza Osi Modin. Or he can say, oh, no, I'll go and adjudicate it with this Ganav, and I'll take care of it. So it's his field, his choice, what he wants. Finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Rabba Zuti Boyeli Hochi. Rabba Zuti asked the following Shaila. Nignav Obionis. It was listed Mizuyan. It was stolen in a way that it was an ones. The Hechsir Ganav Evei Shomer. And the Ganav then returned it. This armed robber, for whatever reason, had a room of tshuva, and he returns it to this Shomer house. Umeso Bipshia. And now the Shomer doesn't watch it. He's Posheya, and it dies because of his Pshia. Mahu, what's the halacha? Do we say it was returned, and therefore it's like it was originally, and he's chayef of b'shia, or not? So mahu, mi amrina, do we say, kivan the nignav obionis, it was stolen by list the mizuyin, so kai le shirasso. Boom, that's the end of ishmira. And anything that happens afterwards, well, that's on the hands of the list the mizuyin, that's on the hands of the armed robbers. It's their problem, nobody else's problem. Or do we say, no, odilma, kivan the hadra, they returned it. So bottom line is, so it's now returned to his watch, and he has to watch it. And if he's posheya, he would be chayiv. So those are the two sides of the coin, and the Gemara concludes and says, teiku, we don't give an answer over here either. So, Baruch Hashem, we're able to accomplish to learn a full daf and a half today, and we're, Be'ez Hashem, pick up at the Mishnah here tomorrow. We'll get back to learning just one daf every day. With this, we conclude today's share.